Who loves chocolate? It's DJ Brian, and I love chocolate, and I'll be back after this piece of chocolate. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, and we just heard Day 6 with chocolate. Now, have you ever thought about having chocolate for breakfast? I know I've had it before at, like, hotel buffets, but complete sugar for breakfast? Sounds like something that could, you know, get into big trouble if you think about it. Well, maybe not. New research suggests that having a small amount of chocolate in the morning could help boost your mood and even influence brain activity. How? Well, chocolate contains compounds linked to the release of serotonin and dopamine. You know, the brain's feel-good chemicals. Now, some studies even suggest that eating chocolate early in the day could help shape your energy levels and emotional responses throughout the day. In other words, a little square of chocolate might give your morning a surprisingly positive start. Now, before you replace your entire breakfast with a bar of chocolate, there is, of course, a catch. Now, experts are quick to point out that moderation is key. Chocolate still contains sugar and fat, and overdoing it could cancel out any potential benefits and then some. So now, guys, don't. No, it's not a free pass to go full dessert for breakfast mode, but it is a reminder, that what we eat doesn't just affect our bodies. It can influence how we feel, think, and even how we experience the day ahead. And with that, we have the great, perfect connection to the song for what we just spoke about. For breakfast, we have NCT 127 with Breakfast. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab that beverage of choice. Sit down, kick off your shoes, grab your feet a little bit, and enjoy all the info that we have prepared for you today. Now, if chocolate in the morning isn't good enough, guys, get ready for this. So, what if everything you thought you knew about ice cream was slightly wrong? Now, a long-term study tracking nearly 190,000 people over 40 years has stirred up quite the debate. The surprising finding: people who ate ice cream regularly, that's about twice a week, actually showed a lower risk of developing conditions like type 2 diabetes. Yes, ice cream. Not kale. No quinoa, no broccoli, no salads. I'm talking about ice cream. Now, before you start celebrating with a triple scoop and running to the fridge right now to get some more ice cream, here's where it gets interesting. Scientists believe the effect may be linked to something called milk fat globule membrane. That's a natural compound found in real dairy. Real dairy fat, that is. It's thought to support metabolic health, help manage cholesterol, and even play a role in how the body processes sugar. But it's a big but as well. Not all ice cream is created equal. A lot of what we casually call ice cream today is heavily processed, made with vegetable oils, stabilizers, and additives that strip away many of those potentially beneficial components. So the real takeaway isn't eat more ice cream, it's know what you're eating, okay? So yes, you can have the ice cream, just maybe make it a good one. Make sure it's real ice cream, okay? So now, we have the perfect song for you guys to get ready for in case you missed it. We got Blackpink with Ice Cream with Selena Gomez and Zero Base One with Good So Bad. In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It, guys. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. We're going to start things off with news number one. Le Sserafim to release their second full-length album in May. Le Sserafim will return with their second full-length album, Pure Flow Part 1, on May 22nd. The album follows their 2023 Unforgiven and explores growth through confronting and understanding fear. album. Now, the lead single, Celebration, will be released on April 24th. Ahead of the full album, the group also unveiled a new logo video highlighting their evolving concept. Le Sserafim continues with a global rise, with recent releases charting on major platforms, and is set to launch their first VR concert, Le Sserafim VR Concert Invitation. And we're going to keep moving on to news number two, AB6, to mark 7th debut anniversary with concerts in Seoul. AB6 will hold concerts in Seoul on May 23rd and 24th to mark their 7th debut anniversary. The shows, titled 6th to 7th, will feature solo stages unveiled for the first time. Following the concerts, the group plans to pause group activities to focus on individual projects. Members Lee Dae-hwi and Park Woo-jin are set to take part in 101's reunion activities, including the reality show 101 Go Back to Base, premiering April 28th. So, let's get in some music for you guys. First up, we got Le Sserafim with Unforgiven, and then AB6 with Breathe. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, time for news number three. Kravity will release a new EP this month. Kravity will release their 8th EP, Redefined, on April 29th. A mysterious teaser featuring an Ouroboros, or a tail-eating serpent, has hinted at themes of cycles and renewal. The release marks the group's first in nearly 6 months following Dare to Crave epilogue. Kravity recently released their Japanese single, Blast Out, and is set to hold concerts in Yokohama in May. All right, moving on to news number four, NMIX to release 5th EP in May. NMIX will make their first comeback of 2026 with 5th EP, Heavy Serenade, on May 11th. The group will roll out teasers ahead of their pre-release track, Crescendo, arriving April 28th. NMIX is also set to preview Superior, another track from the upcoming album, at a global esports event to be held on April 24th. The group's return follows a year of global growth, including chart success with Blue Valentine and the group's first world tour. So, let's check out the songs by the related artists. We got Kravity with Lemonade Fever and NMIX Blue Valentine. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, guys, it's going to be our last story of the day, and it's about IDOL, who's going to be setting to launch the new album in July. IDOL will return with a new album in July, y'all, marking their first release in about 5 months. The group is currently in the final stages of production following January's single, Mono, featuring Skywater. Now, the group launched its Syncopation World Tour in February with stops including Seoul, Taipei, and Bangkok, and recently became the first K-pop girl group to perform at Taipei Dome. With a summer comeback, IDOL will appear at Lollapalooza in July before launching a North America tour in August. Well, that's a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by IDOL right now featuring Skywater. It is called Mono. All right, that was Either featuring Skywater with Mono. Now, how do you listen to our show, guys? It's easy. Tell everybody that we have apps. KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your song requests and your answers to our Y2C for a chance to win a prize, and make sure to follow us. And if you want to tune in through YouTube, Make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles so you guys can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what's going on, finally. So go check them out. But for now, let's check out two songs. First up, we have Kim Na-young with a letter for you, 봄 내 은보다 너를. And then we have KC with True Song, 진심이 담긴 노래. Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a great song by Woods called Cinema. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.